But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we want it to maintain. And that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
It's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
And welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 18th of November, almost Thanksgiving. You realize less than a month and a half it's going to be Christmas? Unbelievable to me. So we've got a bunch of weather coming. We've got rain and snow, and this next couple of weeks here is going to be pretty moist around here from the way things look. Now, I've got some changes I'm going to make. I'm going to share with you here in just a second. But, you know, I promised you a bunch of gun stuff on Wednesday that I was going to do, that I didn't get to. And I promised you I would do it tonight. Well, I'm probably not going to get to very much of it tonight. And I'll tell you why. With this campaign stuff going on and the extremely low participation in the chat room, it's almost non-existent anymore. It has come to my attention here that we're spending a lot of time trying to get here on time to broadcast to two or three or four people in the chat room. The podcast is doing very well, and so I'm going to try to make the best of both worlds here. I'm going to start doing pre-recorded shows so I can do them at my leisure and get them on at the time that they're supposed to be on. They'll be downloaded in time. If you want to listen to the Shooting Bench current, they will be on. It's just that I won't be live. The only difference is going to be I won't be interacting in the chat room. Other than that, nothing's going to change. But it allows me to record and to be able to do these shows as I'm available because of this campaign, which is requiring a lot of time. So, and being able to record them this way, then I can get the podcast caught up, which will make a lot of people very, very happy. So that's what needs to happen. So, with that being said, we're having a committee meeting tonight, as luck would have it. So, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you here, but I've got some, pre-recorded segments I'm going to throw in here for tonight. Wednesday, we'll start a regular programming of pre-recorded shows. Now, I may jump in here live from time to time. It depends. But you will have a new show, current, dated, everything like it's supposed to be. It's just that I won't be live. Okay? Sorry it's come to this, but like I said, we're not getting any participation in the chat room. And this campaign has killed me for time. So maybe that'll change in the future, but for the next several months, I need to, if I'm going to have any possibility of winning this race, then I need to devote time and effort to it. And I hope that you guys will understand that and that you'll be okay with that for a little while. So I do have a couple of stories to share with you. So if you'll stand by just a second, I'll be back here and I'll get let me bring those stories up. Hold on. All right. That didn't take too long. Let me push that button and we're here. Now, Montana has always been a great state for guns and gun rights and speed limits and concealed carry and everything. Montana is just a great state, period. I love Montana. The Montana Supreme Court has recently ruled that Montana has a preemption law, just like many other states do. And what that means is that no lower political subdivision, you know, towns, counties, cities, whatever, can make any ruling any more stringent, and sometimes not even at all, than what state law, anything contrary to what state law is, I guess. So Montana is one of those states. Missoula thought they were going to get around that, and they created this stupid law with had to do with background checks and transfers and all that. And finally, it's taken 3 years to do it. I don't know why they just didn't say, you know what, you can't do that, so don't do it. But it's taken them 3 years. But the Montana Supreme Court has nixed that, and it is down the tubes now. So that's very good news, very good thing out of Montana. In California, this is odd to me because they are slowly, several, I think 13 cities and one county now
has created, they are creating legislation that would get rid of gas ranges, gas stoves in your kitchen and make everything all electric. You know, that's all well and good, but does anybody realize that they've turned the electricity off in California in several places, and they're going to continue to do that for a while? So what happens at dinner time now? I'm at a loss here, so I'll let you guys see if you can figure that one out. So, good news also out of South Carolina. They've finally come to their senses. They're going to do what, there's actually several states that have this in the works. South Carolina is just another one of them. They're going to get rid of daylight savings time. They're going to do what Arizona's done, Arizona and Hawaii. So now the thing is here, the article even says Hawaii and Arizona do not observe the change in spite of federal law to observe it. Now here's South Carolina, in spite of federal law to observe it. South Carolina Senate has just approved the new bill that would effectively end daylight savings time if approved by the federal government. So I do not approve. They just need to say, okay, we're done. You know, Barry Goldwater didn't ask for approval from the federal government. He said, we're not going to do this. Thank you. Goodbye. And that was it. And it's been that way for, you know, 40 years or whatever, more than that, I guess. And, but Florida, Arkansas, Tennessee, Oregon, Delaware, Utah, Maine, and Washington are moving in that direction to request the feds to allow the change. Do not request the feds to allow the change. Just do it. That's all it takes. Man up, pull your britches up, put your big boy panties on, and just do it. Now, Edge of the Woods is out there in South Carolina. If he'll take a take the lead out there, take an active role in leading people into, you know, rallying around this time thing, maybe they'll get it changed. But so I'm going to keep moseying on through these here. Let's see, I'll skip that one for now. In Grants Pass, Oregon, you guys probably saw this on Facebook, and it kind of makes me wonder if this, you know, they found some live grenades near a McDonald's in Grants Pass, Oregon. Grants Pass, if you'll remember, was where Doc, what's his name from, The Watchman, remember back in? He was from Grants Pass, or that right there in that area. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, they found some grenades over there. So I don't know if that was, this is a foiled terrorist attempt or something fell off of a military truck, or somebody had some and got scared and trying to get rid of them, or they accidentally fell out of a backpack. You know, there's no telling what happened here. Well, maybe we'll get some other news on that. But they found several of them there, and I guess they found that they determined that three of the four that they found were actually live explosive devices. So they did another sweep around there, and I guess that's all they found. So interesting news here out of California. No. Almost, but not quite. Colorado. You know, they had their magazine ban back in, 2013, large capacity magazine ban. They didn't word it very well. It's like everything else that they did up there. They, in a panic through, you know, just an emotional response there to the Aurora shooting, James Holmes, and used a semi-automatic rifle, and he killed, 12 people up there in the theater. So they, being firearms owners, being the enterprising individuals that they are, we've proven that in California a couple of times and actually nationwide with the thumbhole stocks to defeat the stock provision of the, 1994 assault weapons ban. They've determined that through the wording of this, it doesn't ban parts kits. So they are, it doesn't say that you can't, Well, it does say that you can't own them, but it says that they, you know, the magazines that you already have were grandfathered in. It doesn't say that they can't sell parts kits. So they're getting magazines. Some of the gun shops here are getting magazines, taking them apart outside of the state, I guess, and selling the individual components for you to build your own magazines. Now, I'm not sure exactly why, if after you build it, it becomes a magazine. I'm not sure why they figure that that's still legal. So I'm not up to date with that. But anyway, there's a lot of stores doing it. There was this undercover news thing visited 10 stores, and 7 out of the 10 were doing that, just that. Sportsman's Warehouse and Dick's Sporting Goods, of course, were not. And there was one other one that didn't jump on board there. So that's interesting news. I like to see these things where people are trying to get around some of this legislation and everything. And I think that's a very, very good thing. So I think what I'm going to do right now, I know this is early and premature, but I'm going to, I'm not going to take a break. I'm going to put on one of those pre-recorded things I told you about. So stand by here just a minute. I'm going to put something on for you.
Thompson on Talk Radio 1270. Coming up at 4:35, your Friday leftovers, and then we'll kick off the weekend at about 5:05. Joining me now is Cope Reynolds from Arizona. You don't have that missing Arizona winning lottery ticket, do you, Cope?
Unfortunately, no, sir, I don't.
All right. Did you play?
No, sir.
Okay.
Tell me I have to buy a ticket to win. So.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. But you know what? I'm holding out. I think if the good Lord wants me to have it, I'll just find one or something, right?
That's right.
That's the old joke. Guy keeps asking the Lord, "Lord, please let me hit the lottery. Please let me hit the lottery," over and over. He dies. He goes to heaven. He goes, "How come you didn't let him hit the lottery?" He goes, "You could have bought a ticket." Cope Reynolds is from the Southwest Shooting Authority in Arizona. Now, you might recognize the Southwest Shooting Authority because, Cope, you are the one that put up the "You will not do business with Obama supporters." Is that right?
That's right.
What was it, a sign you put up?
Well, I started out with I felt like, you know, the next morning after the election, I got to feeling like somebody had kicked me in my fork at the end, and I was just sick about the whole thing.
A lot of people were, yeah.
And And I said, well, I'm going to put a sign up here and tell people. I said, if people have done this, if they're this dumb to do this again, I don't think that they need to have a firearm in their hands.
And you certainly don't want to have a firearm in your place, right?
No. So I put a sign up, said if you voted for Barack Obama, please turn around and leave. You're not proven that you're not responsible enough to have a firearm, and thank you to management. And I thought, you know, anybody that comes here, it hasn't voted for him anyway. I mean, it's going to get a lot to laugh, not to do anything.
Right.
I want to just point out to the other people, not my people. So I took out an ad in the paper and just said that your business is not welcome here. And these liberals think that I'm denying them their Second Amendment rights. And I need to remind them that the Constitution protects you from the United States government, not from me. That's what the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is all about. And in Arizona, there is no law against discriminating against someone for political beliefs. The Civil Rights Act, not Civil Rights Act, what is it, the whatever that federal civil discrimination, whatever the heck it is,
mm-hmm.
Protects you against discrimination, race, color, religion, creed, handicaps, and whatever the case may be, but not political opinions or political beliefs.
So you said that the hell with you, if you're voting for Obama or voted for him, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want him in here. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want him around me.
Now you're 100% serious about that. You were like, I just don't want to be around him.
I am dead serious. If you listened to my, I did an interview with Alan Combs the other night, and I don't like him either. And I told him that on the show.
Yeah, you're not alone in not liking Alan Combs, but just so you know.
I gotta tell you though, Cope, I really like you.
That's right. I've said before, I like people who stand up for their beliefs, whatever it is, and you are willing to suffer the slings and arrows, financial loss, whatever it is, to say, I'm doing the right thing here.
Well, Doc, let me ask you something. If you see me standing out on the street and I take a dollar bill and tear it in half and throw it on the ground, throw it in the burn barrel, and you hand me another $10 bill, and I take another $1 bill out of my pocket and tear it up and throw it in the burn barrel, and you give me another $10 bill, am I losing money?
Yeah, no, actually, you're not losing money. I'd be losing money.
You know, for the few people, the damn few that may have voted for Obama and be gun owners that I may have alienated here, I am making friends by the dozen. I'm not losing money because of this.
How's your business been since you did that?
Say again?
How's your business been doing since all of this?
It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, I'm in the process right now. I almost forgot the interview. I was in the process of revamping our online store completely because I just was not prepared for this at all.
Oh, well, good. I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you have the online store up. You might as well, benefit. I'm a capitalist too, Cope, so you might as well benefit from it, get some people to your website.
We've gotten probably 3,500 emails right now and about 2,500 phone calls, and the support that we get almost brings tears to my eyes. I mean, back my next stand up. It's unbelievable what this stupid little sign has brought here. We've gotten it's on at least two that I know of, Russian publications and one German. We've gotten calls from Afghanistan, Canada, England, every state in the Union, and you can always tell as soon as you pick up the phone, if it's a phone call, as soon as you pick up the phone, you hear them. You dirty, rotten, racist son of a... And so I know it's a liberal right off the bat because they're not articulate enough. They don't have the intelligence to hold it. And we always ask them, do you have an adult there that Queen can talk to?
I'm talking with Cope Reynolds from the...
They have no basis for what they want to say. They just want to cuss and raise heck with you.
I'm talking with Cope Reynolds from the Southwest Shooting Authority. And is it Pine Top, Arizona, right?
Yes, sir.
Pine Top, Arizona. Put a sign up that... What did your sign specifically say that you put on the door?
It says, that's what I was saying a while ago, it says if you voted for Barack Obama, please turn around and leave. You've proven that you're not responsible enough to own a firearm.
Cope, you said, the outpouring has been overwhelming and it almost brought tears to your eyes. I'll bet if you're like me, you go through your day, and probably a lot of other people too, where the stuff gets so frustrating that you start feeling alone, or you start saying, am I the only one that realizes how wrong, how broken things are, how screwed up the crazy progressive ideas are, and you start feeling alone, and then you do something like that, and you see how many people out there get it, Cope.
Well, I do, and it's sometimes I think, am I doing the right thing here? And because I'll get two or three phone calls in a row from some liberal, and they just cuss and call me everything in the world, and I start thinking, if these people think I'm that bad, maybe this is not the right thing. But then I'll tell you what, I got one, and I should have had it queued up here and play it. I got it from the guy answered the phone or called and left a message. He said, I knew I was fixing to get a butt chewing here. And he said, I am a Native American and I'm a person of color. And I want to thank you for standing up for our rights. I want to thank you for everything. And I want to thank you for this. Thank you for that. I served 4 years in the Marine Corps, and I wish to God that more people would stand up and do this. And that made it worth any, 100 calls that I get from these other ones. That one makes it all worthwhile. We got another one from a black lady down south, and she was obviously from the accent and tone of her voice from way down deep in the piney woods somewhere. And it's, honey, I just want to thank you so much for... So these people that say, they call me and say, well, this is racist. I say, how is it racist? Well, it just is. Oh, well, thank you for clearing that up for me. I had no idea.
It is because they believe it is, Cope. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just insane, the remarks that we get from the left.
But you know what's so funny about that, Cope? You're right, but think how silly it is that someone would call you and be so upset that they would curse you out. So they take the time to call you and curse you out because you didn't like the guy they liked for president. Think how nutty that is from their perspective.
And I'll tell you how lily-livered they are. Every one of them that does that calls from a blocked phone number. Every email that we get from those people is on a bogus email address. They don't give us the opportunity to explain anything to them. We've had exactly two, I can count them on two fingers, two emails that's come in where someone said, you know, I don't agree with what you're doing. Would you please explain your stance to me? I think you're wrong, but I don't agree with it, but would you explain your point of view and see if I can understand it? Two out of 300 or 400.
Wow.
And the rest of them are just cussing and raising all kinds of Cain, and then they hang up on you. Or they call and say, oh, I got the wrong number. You didn't get the wrong number. I know what you didn't get the wrong number. You just said, somebody answered the phone. He said, oh, no, what do I do now? There's somebody there.
You've had an 8,000% increase in wrong numbers in the last couple of weeks, but they're all wrong numbers, Cope.
About that, yeah. It's insane.
It's pretty interesting, though. I think it shows a lot of how people are feeling right now in America. I'm talking with Cope Reynolds from the Southwest Shooting Authority in Pine Top, Arizona, about a sign he put up on his door saying, we don't want your business if you voted for Obama, and it seems to be doing pretty well. What's your website, Cope?
SouthwestShootingAuthority.com.
SouthwestShootingAuthority.com. And we'll link to it, too, on our Facebook and our web station website as well. Tell me...
The online store that's on there right now is pretty weak. Like I said, I was not prepared for this. I really had no idea. This was not a, you know, they had an old, what's his name, Barney on Fox.
Barney Frank?
No, Barney. What's the guy's name on Fox?
Oh, Stu Varney. Stuart Varney.
Yeah, there you go.
Stu Varney.
They sent a limousine up here the other day and picked up me and my wife and took us down to Phoenix for a televised interview. And he said, now, just tell me the truth. This is just a marketing deal. And then I said, no, it's not. I realize they're good or bad. It doesn't matter what it does to the business. I didn't put this up there for the business. I put it up there for me. I put it up there because this is the way all of us, not just me, but my the guys that work for me and my wife and my son, we all believe that. And it has nothing to do with marketing. If the whole store goes under and somebody burns it down, that's not going to change the way we feel. So that's and I told him that on the air. It's not, it has nothing to do with marketing. It's the last thing on my mind when I put that up.
Yeah, like you said, if it was about marketing, you would have been prepared for the website, right? All the info.
I would have said, okay, let's get everything together now. Let's make sure we got plenty of product, because when we get this out, people are going to start swarming in here. It was a spur of the moment thing. I come here, we open the door at 8 o'clock the next morning. And by 8:15, the sign was on the door. I just thought about it right then. I just turned around, went to my computer, printed one off, and stuck it on there. And later on the same day, I said, that's not going to get the desired effect. I want everybody to know. So I put it on in the newspaper, and then I put it on Facebook and a couple of gun-related sites. And after that, it went absolutely bananas.
Cope, what do you carry? What do you carry when you're not at the shop? Obviously, you have a lot of choices there.
I carry the same thing no matter where I'm at. I carry a Glock. Right now I'm carrying a Glock 22. I normally carry a Glock 23.
Okay.
And I just went out to the range the other day and I was shooting this one. I just haven't taken it off yet. But whatever I carry, it'll be a Glock.
Yeah, you like that. What do you like about the Glocks? Is it just the reliability, dependability?
Everything. Reliability, dependability, lightweight, very maintenance forgiving. It's they're accurate in spite of what some people will tell you. They shoot very well. And they're in the middle of the road price compared to a lot of them out there, and they've got every variation in caliber that I might want. You know, 10 millimeter, 49 millimeter, whatever it is. And we're just madly in love with them here.
Yeah, I like the Glock 9. I'm a big fan of the 9 millimeter Glock. That's real solid. And I like the K9 series too from Carr. The 40, yeah, 45, like them both.
Yeah, we're one of the, I'd say probably one of the top three in the nation for Glock modifications, grip reductions, and stippling and trigger jobs and all kinds of stuff. And that's all on our Glock smithing on our website. We do a lot of stuff to Glocks.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think the future holds with, you know, with the challenges to the Second Amendment? I mean, it's a never-ending battle. But what do you think's coming right now? Is there anything immediately on the horizon that worries you, or do you think people?
Yeah, there is, and that's another thing that has come up many times. Well, Obama has expanded our rights. You know, he hasn't expanded our rights. He hasn't changed the Constitution. But the one thing that he did do, that he had to do, is he signed into law a bill on February 22nd of 2009 that allowed us to carry in national parks and national monuments, providing you're obeying the law that the national park or the law of the state that the national park or national monument is in. And he had to do that because it was a bill that had a whole bunch of other stuff that he had to have. He had no choice. It wasn't because he's our friend. He did it because he had no choice. That's the only thing that he's done that was related to the Second Amendment. Now, I think that he has been very patient. I think he's been very disciplined. I think he's a genius. He's done everything that he needed to do to keep people on his side, and I fully expect him to lower the boom on us in the immediate future. The very next day after the election, I mean, he hadn't even been president again for 12 hours, and he has started the talks with the UN again over this United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which at the moment poses no risk for us. Everybody's all concerned about it. I think that they will change it, modify it, amend it, do whatever they need to do. It will affect us soon. But the way it's written right now, as you look at it, it doesn't really affect civilians. But he said in his second debate that he plans to reinstate an assault weapons ban of some kind. I have several sound clips of him talking about that kind of thing. So I think immediate future. Matter of fact, Dianne Feinstein, as we speak right now, is drafting up. She's making the wording for the new assault weapons ban. I don't think it'll pass the way she has it worded, but it will pass.
Well, they're trying, though. That's the key. And eventually they'll get the right combination, and they'll do it.
They won't stop.
All right. Cope Reynolds from the Southwest Shooting Authority in Pine Top, Arizona. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
And thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much.
I'll be back.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that little segment right there. It's been a long time since we played that, and it's actually the only time we ever played it was, 2012 when that actually took place about that sign. So it's been 7 years since that's been on the air. So that's almost like new stuff. But, you know, I told you this show was going to be a little bit shorter because we've got a committee meeting, got some stuff going on tonight. It's unclear right now. I think we may try to do pre-records for Amy's show too, or I'm not sure. I haven't discussed it with her yet. So as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. But we're not abandoning ship. We just got to rearrange things a little bit so we can do the things that we need to do. So I appreciate you guys joining me tonight. And like I said, we're cutting it quite a bit short, but that's just going to have to be the way it is. We've got a lot going on tonight. So I will see you again Wednesday with a full live updated, up-to-date show. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.